podcast. I'm Langston Wright. After missing yet another deadline on signing a temporary constitution, Iraq's leaders announced on Saturday that they were taking a two-day break from formal talks as deep ethnic differences resurfaced. Some members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council warned that the whole agreement was now in danger. The delay arose after Shiite Muslim leaders argued that a clause in the new basic law could give the Kurdish community a technical veto power at a later date when a referendum is to be held on Iraq's permanent constitution. Observers are asserting that the unexpected development amounted to a public relations disaster for U.S. occupation authorities, which had invited media to an elaborate signing ceremony replete with a children's chorus and orchestra at Baghdad's Convention Center. The interim constitution, which will remain in effect until a permanent charter is drafted next year, is a crucial part of the U.S. plan for handing over power to the Iraqis on June 30. The Bush administration wants to carry out the transfer well before November U.S. presidential elections. In Washington, Bush administration officials downplayed the delay, calling it, in their words, democracy at work. On Saturday, Bush himself hailed the new interim constitution as excellent progress toward democracy in Iraq, painting an upbeat picture that ignored the cancellation of Friday's scheduled signing of the document. Delivering his weekly radio address, the president didn't mention the unwelcome developments at all.